Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by United Federal Credit Union, and very excited to be talking to two people from a great program, Jobs for Michigan's Graduates. We have Dan, who's the program success manager, and Danny, who is the Benton Harbor JMG specialist. So Dan and Danny, how are you guys doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, Johnny. Just sitting outside enjoying that sun we were talking about.
And yeah, it is an absolutely beautiful day. And for people that don't know what Jobs for Michigan's Graduates is, why don't you give me a brief synopsis of what you guys are all about?
So our mission, I always like to start off with that, is we are on a mission to equip those young people with skills to overcome barriers, succeed in education, employment, life. And the way we do that is through our program. We really engage with the vulnerable youth that are school age, so 13. Mm-hmm. 24, and we're trying to give them the skills to succeed in life. So soft skills, just everyday adult skills, and overcome certain economical, emotional barriers that they may have.
Yeah, that's great. That's a wonderful program. Obviously, the program has changed, much like everything else, as this school year has been a lot more different. And really, the job market and the way you do even a job interview can be different around this time, because I know people that have taught people interview skills, but then they say, all right, we're going to try these interview skills with a computer, and we're going to do a Zoom call, just like we're doing right now. So there's different obstacles like that, but also the changing of the way the job market has been lately, it can be tough. And so all those other things that you help people with the soft skills, and as well as emotional support, is a big thing as well.
And that's where, like, Coach Danny comes into play. He's that tip of the spear for us to really make an impact on our youth.
Yeah, Danny, tell me a little bit about, because you serve kids in Benton Harbor at the Benton Harbor High School, is that, or in elementary school as well?
I serve the kids at Benton Harbor High School, but okay. I initiate the conversation with our middle schoolers when, towards the end of the school year, I kind of get them prepared for understanding what's to come and find out if there's interest. And even if there is an interest, if there's some type of way I can identify that this will benefit them, then I would ensure that, you know, this is something that I'm looking for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those programs that, and really, when you start thinking about your career, you're starting to think about that, and you almost need to start to get serious about what you want to do and what kind of skills you want to learn right around that 13, 14 middle school age bracket. So it makes sense to be having that conversation. So do you have any success stories of some people that you've, because Danny, have you done this for a little while at Benton Harbor? Tell me some success stories of some students that you've had that have gone through this program.
Well, this is my fourth year, so I have definitely been around for a little while, at least long enough to be able to identify circumstances that has worked well for some of the individuals, as well as, you know, just even myself, just being a part of this and understanding, being an inner city youth myself growing up, and knowing that had this been present during the time when I was in school, it would have been greatly beneficial, because I definitely didn't know how to do a resume or fill out an application or conduct myself in an interview or build a portfolio. None of those things. I did them all the wrong way several times.
Right.
You know, I didn't get jobs because I did these things the wrong way, and I had to learn the hard way. Instead of now, there's a program that specifically teaches you these things while you're a teen. So before you even enter the workforce or the professional world, you've already gotten a crash course of how to present yourself. So, but success stories. There are several to choose from over the course of these 4 years because of, you know, things that you recognize for young people. And like one that stands out is there was a kid I had in class maybe about 2 years ago who struggled in all of his courses, except for JMG. But you find out why. You start having conversations and asking questions, and you realize that this is something that he has identified that is going to help him move forward. He never could link core classes with what he wanted to do with himself. So what he wants to do is become a tattoo artist. But he never knew that that's something he could do as a profession. So JMG made him realize that. So now guess what I get the opportunity to do? Now I get to look at your transcript, and I can tell you that, you know what, as much as you want to become this, and as well as you do in my class, this is going to become a barrier of yours because of these struggles in your other courses. So now you know what you want to be, and you now I have to, we have to talk about the path that you have to take. And guess what you have to do? You have to straighten things out in these other classes. So now this child is now doing a whole lot better academically. He's still in high school, and he's a junior. And I feel real confident that he's going to graduate on time because he wants to become this tattoo artist.
That's really great.
Without JMG, he doesn't realize, one, this could be a profession, and for two, how important it is to take care of your business in class, other classes, so that you are well on your way to enter any type of artistic school that is going to satisfy that desire. And just one more story I want to add.
Yeah.
I have a football player who's a part of the program, which we do have multiple athletes in the program, but just like most inner city youth, such as, once again, and I can identify from a relatability perspective, most of us grow up thinking about the NFL and the NBA and the MLB, because there's not many conversations that are held in our circles about any profession such as pharmacy or technician, or
right.
You know, we don't have those conversations. We have conversations about what we see on TV. So one of our young men who wants to be a football player, now he's in his second year, actually he's in his third year in JMG. I had him 2 years because I predominantly served ninth and tenth grades. But he's a junior in Coach Sterling's class, and now he wants to study sports medicine, sports management, and things of that nature, because he said that he didn't even know that there are other things that he can identify with his love for sports that could become a profession. He only thought about if I either go to the NFL or I fail. And now all of a sudden, you know, putting things in front of him and saying, list your passions, list your strengths, list your weaknesses. Let's talk about what things that could be that you can utilize to pursue some type of avenue. And now all of a sudden these other doors are there that you didn't know existed, and now you're ready to enter them. So those two stories stand out. So
absolutely.
Hopefully I didn't take up a lot of time, but I had to share both.
No, absolutely. Those are great skills, things that you learn, and the kids learning about themselves in this program. And like you said, about building confidence and realizing that, oh, they're having a lot of fun with this program and doing well in this program, but struggling in other programs. And it's because of that camaraderie and the emotional and just support that you get from this program that is easily translated into these other parts of your curriculum that you're learning. And you start to learn more about yourself, but also other things that you can do. And like you said, I wish we had all these skills and these things when we were even younger, because kids these days have a lot of advantages with technology and just new things for them to really figure out what they want to do. And this program not only is in Benton Harbor, but we also have other different locations all across Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties, right? Is there any talks of expanding the program even further or into some of these areas?
Yeah, definitely. So right now we're in Benton Harbor High School, Hartford, Dowagiac. We just started in Eau Claire.
Okay.
We're excited. And so those are our in-school programs. And what that means is the kids get to take it during school as an elective. It counts towards graduation. And then we also have out-of-school programs that are for kids that have disconnected from traditional high school. And we give them the tools. So, like, we work with Bridge Academy, Michigan Works in Benton Harbor, and Pawpaw Service Center. And the goal is to really expand through this area and to also reach down to middle school for these different cities. And also, right now, Coach Sterling at Benton Harbor, for example, he follows the kids after they graduate for 12 months. And the goal is to start following them for 24 months to give them that support, resources, maybe the kick in the butt they need to get motivated again, and help them to succeed.
And,
yeah, and this program, like Danny was saying, you know, it's not just resumes, interview skills. It's also when they're done with this program, they have a roadmap for what they want to do. And they know how to get there. They know what kind of schooling certification they need. They know if it's going to support the lifestyle they want, the family they want. And it's really just like a road, like I said, the roadmap to life. And, you know, it changes as you go. But at least they have an idea of what to do and different opportunities. We're also expanding with employers, getting employers involved. So it's almost a pipeline with post-secondary employers, and the employers can show them what they need to do to succeed in apprenticeships, job shadowing. So we're really excited about just the different opportunities that we can offer the youth, because they don't know what they don't know.
Absolutely. And
how do
volunteers or employers get involved if they want to, you know, even just have a presentation or have that pipeline started with JMG?
Yeah, so definitely if you're interested, it's ouryouthsolutions.org. Go to contact, and we're always looking for new employers to engage with is big. Or you can reach out to myself, Elizabeth Bernard. She's our employer engagement manager, and we're really pushing for any employer that wants to engage in this talented youth pool that we have.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's a great program, and you have some great kids and great schools involved. Eau Claire, shout out to them, because that's where I went to high school. So I'm again, like Danny said, wish this was around when I was in school, but I'm glad that this generation is able to have this program in our area. And employers, if you're not looking at JMG, you need to, because there's a lot of great stuff happening. So again, that website, ouryouthsolutions.org, learn more about all that stuff. But Dan and Danny, thank you guys so much for taking some time to chat with me today.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.